Hello and welcome to Morning Kickoff. My name is Dean Williams, and with me today I have got freshly dug up the world's oldest podcaster, the one and only, the living legend. Well, sometimes. Gazza. Also, we have got from Albania. We never know which team is supporting until he comes onto the podcast. Saucy, sexy, Sorin. And last and least, the one and only, the undeniably irritating, oily Maguire. Right, and here's what's coming up in the show.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Are you overweight?
I'm fat.
There you go.
I'm morbidly obese. I think I'm way past overweight.
What?
To my beautiful wife, a future to be wife in 3 days now, I believe. So yeah.
You have or you haven't?
Haven't.
You haven't?
No. Sure. She's waiting for me tonight.
Shout outs. Who's got shout outs? Ollie definitely hasn't got any shout outs.
I've actually got one. It's quite.
It's Chris. Hi, Chris. Friend of the show, Chris. The only friend that you've got. The one and only shout out.
It's not Chris, actually. It's someone I actually don't know.
Oh. There you are.
Well, how's that going to work?
Well, no, I do know them.
I don't know them.
No, I just don't know them very well.
Is this the same place as where you got your wife
can
from?
Can I explain who they are?
Uzbekistan.
Right, should I do my shout-out? My shout-out is to a guy called Henry Rustle. And he is a guy I met and told him about the podcast. And said, listen to it. It wasn't Grindr. That's only where Soren goes.
Tinder.
It wasn't Tinder. It was in the pub. And I said, oh, I listened to this podcast. And he added it to his phone and stuff. So I'm going to give him a shout-out. Henry Rustle. Have a listen. Hopefully he'll hear himself being shouted out by me.
Shout-out to Henry. Gazza, you have a shout-out?
Yeah, I'll have a couple of shout-outs. First one is a guy called Alan Hall, who I met up in Lippert. Used to play football. Used to do coaching together. In fact, he came and put some fence panels up in my garden when I moved. So big shout out to him because he's a new listener. And the second one, Jason Liddell from Borden in Hampshire. Again, another new listener. Welcome and enjoy.
Shout out to the guys at the Five and Drive. They were amazing. And specifically shout out to Gazza for his amazing dance moves. He was pulling all the women that were dancing seductively.
You?
Yeah, him.
It was him and Liam.
You as well?
I was dancing, yeah.
And pulling
two,
all the...
You two there for the eye candy. I was there for the moves.
Throwing eye shapes. Candy? So Gazza was throwing shapes.
Yeah.
Throwing some buckles. Okie dokie. I've only got a couple of shout outs, so I'm going to read them out really quick. Doom and Ollie. Kelvin Burgess in Sittingbourne, shout out to you. Jimmy Ritchie in Windsor. Elliot Wright in Grimsby. Sam Glendinning in Grimsby, see you on Wednesday. Rob Mackey, Paul Dayton, Grimsby. Philip Emerson is in Iceland at the minute. Kev Shepherd, Grimsby. Nicky Nelson, Liverpool. Chris Leonard, Australia. Darren Page and Lenny on his 9th birthday in Carmel in America. Friends of the show. Kerry, Ella and Rob. Ella and Rob are jockeys and Kerry's the mum to Ella. And last but not least, Everton supporter Cole Aylin.
Go on the toffees.
Go on the toffees. Still going to get relegated, right?
No, I reckon.
Still going to get relegated, I reckon.
You are listening to the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast. No bullshit. No bollocks. No fucking idea.
Division 2, quickly, I'm going to do a quick roundup, and it starts with this. Tranmere Rovers claimed just their second ever league victory against Forest Green Rovers, 3-0, in what was their seventh such meeting, draw 1, loss 4 previously. Tranmere had failed to score in either of the last two league games against Forest Green Rovers before the game at the weekend. Grimsby Town, my team. They went 1-0 down in 60-80 seconds against Morecambe. Have recorded their first win in 6 league matches, having lost 4 in a row previously, hence why we sacked Hurst, while they scored 3 goals in a single league match for just the second time in 2023. Also 3-0 the crew Alexander in February. Wrexham 2-0 v Gillingham are now unbeaten in their last 8 league matches. 1-5, drawn 3, as well as the last 8 at the racecourse ground, specifically 1-6, drawn 2. It's their longest unbeaten run at home in the Football League since a run of 10 between August and December 2005. Bradford City's Tyler Smith has now scored 4 goals in his last 3 matches in all competitions, having failed to score in his previous 12 appearances. His goal against Barrow as his first in the Football League since January, when he scored a brace for Hull City against Wigan Athletic. Matt Smith's goal against Mansfield was his 13th in 17 league matches for Salford City this season, the most of any player in the top 4 tiers of English football this term. Had a good result this weekend as well. I had £250 cash out on the group Acca. So that is the roundup of League 2. Gazza, have you got the league results?
The two league results are as follows. Wimbledon 2, Doncaster 0. Bradford 1, Barrow 2. Colchester 1, Sutton 1. Crawley 3, Accrington 1. Crewe 1, Notts County 0. Grimsby 3, Morecambe 2.
Come on.
Newport 0, MK Dons 0. Salford 1, Mansfield 2. Swindon 2, Stockport 4, Tranmere 3, Forest Green 0, Walsall 0, Harrogate 1, Wrexham 2, Gillingham 0.
League table for Div 2.
Stockport top with 38 points, Wrexham on 33, Mansfield 32, Crewe 32 and Notts County 30. And in the bottom 4, we've got Sutton bottom on 11, Forest Green 13, Tranmere 13 and Grimsby 17. Bit of a gap.
Not good. Upcoming fixtures, Saturday, 12:30 kickoff. MK Dons versus AFC Wimbledon. Oily, do the fixtures for Div 2, please.
Notts County versus Bradford City. Accrington Stanley versus Wrexham. Barrow versus Crawley Town. Doncaster Rovers versus Walsall. Forest Green versus Grimsby Town. Gillingham versus Salford City. Harrogate versus Swindon Town. Mansfield Town versus Newport. Morecambe versus Crewe Alexandra. Stockport County versus Colchester United. Sutton United versus Tranmere Rovers.
Very good, very nice.
Bottom of the table clash there, Sutton and Tranmere.
Yeah, I had, I think, was it Stockport Sutton on Saturday? Is it Stockport Swindon? I can't remember. Anyway, Stockport went 1-0 down. Quite a large portion of the match.
Colchester and Sutton drew 1-1, which fucked your acker up.
So the charity bet I did Colchester, Stockport and Mansfield. And it was...
Colchester, Notts County and Mansfield. I wrote down. I don't know.
Yeah, so I didn't have Stockport in that one. I had Stockport for my own acker, which came in. So yes, the charity bet went down. There was cash out of like £4 all the way through it. I didn't really do much. And like Gazza said, sadly let down with a draw. We will go again this week. Another £10 on.
Some games have been postponed, actually. Just noticed
because of the international.
Yeah, so if you are going back to League 2, but you've actually got Doncaster Rovers, Walsall postponed, and Morecambe, Crewe Alexandra postponed. And also Milton Keynes, Wimbledon. Postponed.
I'll tell you who is the EFL team of the week. The manager, Dave Chalinor.
He's the Stockport manager, isn't he?
Yep. And then in goal, you've got Townsend, Tozer, left back, Davis, centre, Ray, right. And then in the midfield, Folds, Green for Grimsby, Collar for Stockport, Apter for Wrexham, Dennis for Wrexham, Smith for Salford, and Rose, Danny Rose for Grimsby. So two town players in the EFL team of the week. Who's got the one? Go for it, Gazza.
Peterborough 5, Cambridge 0. Bolton 1, Blackpool 0. Carlisle 0, Bristol Rovers 1. Cheltenham 1, Wigan 1. Derby 3, Barnsley 0. Fleetwood 3, Exeter 0. Orient 2, Oxford 3. Lincoln 1, Port Vale 1. Northampton 2, Burton 0. Pompey 2, Charlton 2. Shrewsbury 3, Reading 2. Wickham 0, Stevenage 1.
So yes, Portsmouth are yet to lose.
Okay, yeah, they're top, aren't they? But Oxford and Bolton are only a point behind, aren't they?
Yeah, you've got Portsmouth at the top, 36. Oxford second, 35. Bolton, 35. Peterborough, 31 in fourth. Stevenage, 5th, 29.
Yeah, it's very tight up there at the moment.
And then at the bottom, you've got Reading 7 points, Cheltenham with 9 points, Carlisle with 14 points, Fleetwood with 16, and Exeter in 20th place on 17 points. Fixtures for next week. Gazza, you got them? Div 1?
No.
I've got them.
I'm a results man.
So, League 1, unless Ollie tells us any different, that are postponed.
Postponed, apart from 2.
Oh, well, that fucks that right up then.
Yep.
They're all postponed. So, who's the two that's on?
So, the two that are on at the moment is Blackpool versus Shrewsbury Town and Stevenage versus Lincoln City.
Oh, mate, this is going to be a shit weekend for football.
You can watch Harry Kane score a few more goals.
I'll send you the DVD if you like.
What DVD?
30 of Kane's best penalties.
Why would I want to sit through that shit? It's bad enough I have to watch England games and he never gets dropped when he's not in form.
What do you mean he's not in form? Come on. Yeah, Gary, you were looking at everyone.
He played in the Euros and he wasn't in form, and it was only because of Sterling we managed to get through to the next round, the next round, the next round, the next round, because the goal scorer in the group never scored the fucking goals.
He's very in form at the moment.
But he's playing in the fucking Bundesliga. He's not playing in the Premier League.
But he's doing good.
There's more to his game than scoring.
Yeah. And he's scoring as well.
But his job is to score goals, not penalties. In play.
So is that not the other player's fault then for not setting him up? How many has he missed? How many big chances does he miss?
Yeah, but he never shows up for the big games. He never has shown up for the big games. For England or for Tottenham.
He did for Bayern, scored three against Dortmund.
Yep.
Yeah, but we're talking about a player who's 28, 29 now, or 30 overall. He's 30. So he's at the end of his career now.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the case anymore. I feel like specifically strikers now, they seem to be playing a lot more. He's not really at, I feel like at this point he's getting sort of like in his second prime. He's still got many years.
He's not got a second fucking prime.
Yes,
sorry.
He does.
He's in the Bundesliga. He has got no second prime.
Yes, he does, mate.
If he was playing for Man City, right, and he was playing in all of in the European games for Man City, and he was scoring in open play goals, I would say that he is a proven goal scorer.
But he scored many goals for Tottenham in the Premier League.
He's a record goal scorer.
Yeah.
He's outscored Haaland and anybody else in the German league.
And he's also, I think it was about 3 years ago when he scored more goals than Messi or Ronaldo.
No, nobody of note is in the Bundesliga. Jadon's left.
Musiala.
Lewandowski's gone.
Yeah, and also Haaland's gone. Musiala, you got that other little, that other little prick who's going to be going back for Man United.
Sancho.
Is that Jadon Sancho? Jude Bellingham over at Real Madrid. So all the notable scorers and
what about
players.
Musiala?
Who?
Jamal Musiala.
Who?
Unbelievable.
Never heard of it. Who's he play for?
He is one of the best youngsters in the world at the moment. He's up there almost as good as Bellingham.
What nationality?
He was English, but now he's moved to Germany.
Well, if he's English, he's English.
No, well, he's chosen to represent Germany at international level.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah.
Like no wonder you don't know him.
Wilfried Zaha. Mm-hmm. Trinidad and Tobago, whoever he plays for now, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't have to be born in the country you play for now, you just pick one, don't you?
Yeah, the Irish, just if you've got a gran and granddad from the 17th century, you've qualified as Irish now. Yeah. If you shop at fucking Aldi, you get to play for
Talking
Germany.
About fucking Irish, I've got, as I was driving...
Nobody is talking about fucking Irish.
Yes, yeah, you were just mentioning about it.
They're not fucking
I've
Irish.
No, that's later on.
What's your language?
I had this prick in a van in front of me and I was really, really trying to speed to get here as quickly as possible and he was going about 20 miles an hour in the 40 or 60 zone.
I'm sorry, that was me.
No, he wasn't.
Guys are taking it really, really easy in the hearse.
No, he gets driven down by the coroners here, so he gets dug up and brought by the coroners, but whoever that prick was, I can't say anything else. So
and he was Irish, wasn't he?
Well, the van was...
Irish.
It had an Ireland plate.
So it was Irish.
He must have been.
So it was the do as you like, is that what we're saying?
I don't know what that means.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
You don't need to. We'll leave it there.
My dictionary.
Leave it there.
Yeah. But sometimes when you haven't got your translator, it works. It works. Rooney in the Championship.
Rooney.
He came in at Birmingham where they were in playoffs. The manager was in form. They sacked him. Yeah. Put Rooney in charge and it's been nothing short of dreadful.
1 point, isn't it, so far?
Dreadful.
Who does that reflect badly on, Rooney or the owners?
Both.
I'd say more the owners than Rooney. Rooney's
well, no, he's taken over a successful team and driven it into the ground.
But who's put him there?
The owners. But this is what I'm saying. It's bad on both. It's his CV. His win percentage is going to be almost non-existent.
Yeah.
On the back of the MLS as well.
Do you think it's the players that really pissed off because they were doing so well under the other manager? And
it's
they,
got to be. Yeah. There's got to be cohesion in
the dressing room.
Yeah, there's got to have been cohesion with the ex-manager.
And actually meant to have new manager bounce, aren't you?
Yeah, no bounce. No, I think he got a draw in his first game, lost, and then maybe a win and then lost.
Is he trying to get them to play differently to how they were playing before? Have you seen them? Nah. Did you see them before? Rooney came in and then.
I probably will. I have watched them two or three times, but before Rooney took over, and they were all right. They were decent to watch. I probably will watch them after this slam lockdown. I will watch them when they come back after this international break. Just to see what kind of a team that he's putting out. And
how long has he got? Two more games? Three more games?
No, he's in for the long term. I don't know what the league standing is in the Champions.
Where are they?
Yeah. Let's go into it. Who's got the Championship results?
Yeah.
Go for it, Gazza.
Sunderland 3, Birmingham 1, Cardiff 2, Norwich 3, Coventry 0, Stoke 0, Hull 1, Huddersfield 0, Ipswich 3, Swansea 2, Leeds 2, Plymouth 1, Middlesbrough 1, Leicester 0, QPR 0, Birmingham City, no it's not, Bristol City 0, Sheffield Wednesday 0, Millwall 4, Southampton 2, West Brom 1, Watford 5, Rotherham 0. Yeah, and that's Leicester's second defeat on the bounce.
Yeah, I think they lost against Hull though, didn't they?
Leeds, wasn't it? They've lost to Leeds and now they've lost to Middlesbrough.
Fucking Middlesbrough. Honestly, it's a joke. How have they gone from being so poor to then obviously they lost?
It's bizarre because, yeah, I think they've lost their first five games and then all of a sudden they had this run where they got them up into the playoffs. Then they lost another two, went straight down to mid-table. Now they're back to 10th.
Weird. How that's come about. Have we got fixtures for this one, Ollie?
Shouldn't be any.
All shut down in the Championship.
Yep, you've only got a bit of League Two and a bit of League One, but that is it.
Terrible.
Do a bit of National.
The Championship table, if you're interested, you've got Leicester are still top with 39. Ipswich are still on 39 as well now. Then there's a big gap to Leeds on 31, Southampton 30, and Preston on 28. And at the bottom, poor old Sheffield Wednesday, bottom, 6 points. QPR 10, Rotherham 11. I'll even fucking read my writing now.
Huddersfield
15, Coventry 16. So I think Sheffield Wednesday, they've got lots of issues there, haven't they, at the moment?
Yeah, someone stopped me last week and asked me what we all thought about Sheffield Wednesday. He supports Sheffield Wednesday, so it would have been ideal if he told me what's going on with Sheffield Wednesday. But he said, can you guys talk about it? I just don't think we're in a position to. I think I said about it on the last podcast. With our own teams, we can talk about them. Ollie, obviously, Arsenal. Gazza with Spurs, me with Grimsby. And Sorin with
the whole
Leicester, Man United. Chelsea.
I might pick up Chef Wednesday. Yeah, might as well. Look, they're not winning though.
Who are you going to support this week?
Chef Wednesday.
You're going to support Chef Wednesday?
They're not playing.
Right, I need to know some facts about Chef Wednesday then.
We should do that then.
Well, here's the fact for you. They're bottom of the league.
It's another true story.
And they're named after a day of the week.
Tuesday. Come on then, this is your team. We need some info on Chef Wednesday.
Oh, give me just a minute. Let me just quickly Google something. First, let me bring up my
dictionary. Issues with the owners, I know that.
Is every team at the bottom of the league got issues with the owners? Sheffield Wednesday, Reading, has got issues with their owners.
They got deducted five points, I think. Wigan got 8 points.
Who else is bottom? What's the Premier League? Who's
Sheffield United.
Owner problems? Actually, no. Burnley.
Just shit.
No,
I don't think Sheffield United have got owner issues. I just think they've got a poor squad.
Bottom of League 2, Sutton United.
Apparently.
Owner problems?
No, they came up. I think so. It's just, I think they're just out of their depth a little bit at the moment.
No, they did really well last season.
Oh, no,
they were in the top six last year.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
This year, they've just done terrible for some reason. Yeah, and I have no idea why.
But we don't know if it's owner problems. Reading definitely have owner problems, don't they?
I don't know. I know they were deducted 5 points. No, Wigan got deducted 8.
Yeah, they have.
They've got big owner problems.
Trying to get them out.
Yeah.
The Majewski Stadium, isn't it?
But Majewski guy, he's still alive, isn't he, I think?
Yeah, he's not
come
happy
out and
with
said
it.
Something like it's not good enough. But he's the one who sold it. But yeah, there's definitely issues there. That'd be interesting because Reading wasn't long ago. They were in the Premier League.
No.
They've just slid down and they're about to go into League 2.
Isn't Birmingham owned by the NFL guy? Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is probably the issue around why Rooney has been bought.
Yeah.
Because of his MLS.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady's kind of like gone, well, that's the guy I want because he's a Man United legend. Well, at Derby.
And he had the American links.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're probably mates, aren't they?
Right, big fuck up. Like Chelsea, it's a huge fuck up.
But they've done well.
The Americans just get it so wrong. They try to fit the model
NFL.
Of the American style into the Premier League. It just doesn't work.
Todd Bowley, we should have a North versus South. Like the best players of the North going one team, the best players of the South going another team. They go and play all around America. Fucking crazy. In a jam-packed Premier League.
Yes.
The world's number one league. This is the idiot thinking Todd Bowley of Chelsea.
Mental.
Mental.
Definitely a theme there, though, with the Americans, isn't it?
Yeah. If it's not broke, let's try and fix it. Mm. It's kind of like their way, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we don't really care about the fans because it's a business model. Same as the Glazers with Man United. Yeah,
yeah. See, they announced they weren't going to Bobby Charlton's funeral either because they're worried about today. The fan backlash.
They can't go there. There's no respect for the Glazers to go there.
One of them could have potentially turned up, couldn't they? A representative from the Glazers.
No.
They haven't even attempted to go. There's going to be a backlash on it.
It's not going to work. If they don't go, there's going to be a backlash. If they go, there's going to be a backlash.
Exactly. Yeah, I think the best thing they can do is to not go, but obviously the respects that have been done officially. So.
You should go back to Starsky and Hutch.
Is that
or Michael Glazier? Wasn't he Starsky and Starsky?
Didn't he have AIDS? Didn't he die of AIDS?
I don't know. Sorin's the man. Ask him.
Sorin, have you got AIDS?
I can't answer that question.
You can neither confirm nor deny.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Are you overweight?
I'm fat.
I'm
morbidly obese. I think I'm way past overweight.
I was told that when I first went to Hastings and the nurse got me on the scales when I registered with a doctor. She went, looked at this chart, she went, you are morbidly obese.
Let's just put it this way. You're probably going to need another chair once I'm done sitting on this one.
Make sure to follow us on Facebook. Follow on Apple Podcasts. Morning Kickoff Football Podcast.
Hit subscribe and don't miss the next episode. With you every week.
Saturday Morning Kickoff Football Podcast. Your host, Dino.
I can read them out and tell you, as we all predicted the scores, didn't we?
Can't believe I trusted Tottenham. I've put them 4-1, I believe, as well.
Newcastle let me down.
Oh, yeah.
2-0 they lost, didn't they? Mm.
What's happening with the league?
Seven in my Acca, six came in and they fucked me up.
Did you see Kieran Trippier shouting at the fan?
Yeah.
No, the fan was having a go at him and he was saying, well, how many injuries have we got?
Yeah. But you're a professional player. You shouldn't be shouting at the fans.
Well, he was talking to him. I thought Kieran Trippier did the right thing. He addressed what the fan who was screaming at him.
No,
I think if you care about the club you're playing for and the guy who's speaking a load of bollocks, address it. He kept his distance. He spoke to him and he said, you know, he's paid his money at the end of the day to have an opinion.
What's the outcome? He's literally been thrown onto TikTok and a video of him shouting at the fans going round. He hasn't achieved anything by talking back to it. He should have just left it.
Just in the moment, wasn't it? Passionate.
This is my moment. This is my...
Do you want the Premier League results?
Let's go for it.
Well, we'll start at the top then. Wolves 2, Spurs 1. Arsenal 3, Burnley 1. Palace 2, Everton 3. United 1, Luton 0. Bournemouth 2, Newcastle 0. Villa 3, Fulham 1, Brighton 1, Sheffield United 1, Liverpool 3, Brentford 0, West Ham 3, Forest 2, Chelsea 4, Man City 4. And out of all the predictions between us all, there was only two got them completely right, and I got both of those. I got the 3-1 Arsenal score and the 3-1 Villa score. Thank you.
Tosser. Yeah. Did I not get any right?
No.
Not one?
Not spot on. Well, I got the result.
Yeah, the result, but just not the goal.
Yeah, that's pretty piss poor in it too.
So should we talk about your team first then, Gazza? Because I actually watched this. And I did say in the last podcast, when I watched Wolves v Liverpool and they were 1-0 up, they looked a decent side.
Yeah, they played some good start. They're pretty good at soaking up and then hitting teams on the break. But
their finishing was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Should have been 6-1 at one stage.
A bit like Chelsea's the Monday before, wasn't it?
Yeah, terrible.
But yeah, I mean, Spurs got the early goal. And then nothing really after that, was there? It was just...
One-way traffic, after half time.
Yeah, and held out until injury time. Got suckered twice.
Great goal, though.
Yeah, it was a good
great
finish.
Goal.
Great
touch.
Great touch and finish.
Jimenez. Yeah. Was it Jimenez?
No, it was...
Pablo. It was a Pablo. Yeah. Someone on Pablo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, my only thing, I was looking back at it, is like, he's a very forward-thinking manager and he wants to attack, which is what he's always said. But then, obviously, Maddison's out now until January.
Mm.
He's got Lo Celso sitting there, who was always going to be his replacement, and he was sitting on the bench and he played Højlberg, so another defensive midfielder. So whether he just wanted to try and protect Dier and Davis, two centre-backs, I'm not quite sure, but it wasn't the forward-thinking manager that I thought he would have chucked Lo Celso. I mean, he brought him on in the end, but it was probably too late by then.
Didn't you have some kids playing?
No, they're on the bench, a couple of youngsters on the bench. But when obviously we brought Dier and Davis in as the two centre-backs. I mean, Davis got man of the match. He did all right, to be fair. Missed a couple of games beforehand. But yeah, just not good enough. Wasn't a bit subdued. I'd say that was the word I would use.
I'd say the worst moments in that game was when they scored that goal at 1-1. Tottenham should have just try to keep it 1-1 and
play it out
for the draw, take the draw, you know. It's a late goal, but
I agree, yeah.
That's where they went wrong, I think. And I think the goal that led to the second goal
was Dyer's ball out, wasn't
it? Onto the wing, and then it just the wrong decision. Yeah, and he should have just kept the ball.
I thought Dyer was
Sarbia was the guy that scored.
Was it?
Yeah, Sarbia. Yeah.
Eric Dyer's contract runs out at the end of the season. He wants to leave as a free, but his contract's run out. But I've been reading that the chairman wants to try and sell him in January to get a bit of money for him. So Roma are looking at him, and the Portuguese club are looking at him.
But I thought he was meant to be going to Bundesliga in the summer just gone.
Yeah, it was a bit toward Bayern Munich. Nothing else came of that. So I think it's going to be Sporting or maybe Roma, the two at the moment.
He's fluent in Portuguese.
Yeah, that's where he grew up. Child. That's why he's not a homegrown player at Tottenham, because he did all his youth football in Portugal.
All right. Very good. Game of the weekend, without a shadow of a doubt. Man City and Chelsea and Man City.
What, not Man United losing?
That's just not even worth talking about, is it?
No, not really.
1-0.
Yeah, no. Sorin, did you see the game?
No, I didn't. I had a really bad day yesterday, so...
Why did you have a bad day? Because you left me in all day and you never came round. Is that what you meant? You had a bad day?
No. A lot of things happened yesterday, but...
Has anyone died?
No.
His car flooded.
Yeah, my car's flooding, a few other bits.
No sex Sunday.
Hang on.
Don't be telling...
To my beautiful wife, the future-to-be wife, in 3 days now, I believe. So, yeah.
You have or you haven't?
Haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Sure.
She's waiting for me tonight.
Roxandra,
I told her if she goes to my place, we'll definitely get it on. Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. But if she's expecting me to go with hers, I'm not 100% sure I will because of work.
Oh, he doesn't like playing away. Look, he's a homeboy.
But the hair place is your place, you fool.
Yes, but I need to be at work after I finish this because of some things that have happened.
Right, so why don't you just get Roxy over to your place?
Yeah, we'll see.
Do you want me to ring her now?
Why?
I'll just tell her to meet you there.
Well, I've told her and she said she's waiting home, so we'll see. So if there's an emergency when we finish the podcast, we'll dictate whether we get it on or not, whether she's gonna get her privates licked.
Oh, sorry.
There it is.
Mate, see, some of this ain't going to get...
That's not coming.
One of my favourite stories, Soren, is the bath story.
I cannot get my head around how
we've got many stories.
I think you should leave that one for the Christmas podcast.
We've got many stories. I could probably do one story every week.
Soren's sex show. As part
hit me with one.
You gotta put some music in here, like an intro.
Do you want a really, really tame one, or do you want a more crazy one?
Crazy.
Right. So
I'm gonna regret this.
Yeah.
Go on. Crazy.
We were at Roxandra's in Romania at her parents' house, and Valentine, my youngest brother, was playing FIFA on my PlayStation outside the room. I've told him me and Roxandra are gonna be busy for a bit, and he said, "Oh yeah, that's fine." But then I think he wanted to ask me if he can play another game or something. And me and Roxandra, well, she was laid on the bed with her on her back, and she was deep throating me.
She was what?
Deep throating.
Deep throating, you know, you.
Glup, glup, glup.
And I love the noises.
And as I said, she was. You have to understand. She was on the bed, laying on her back with her head
gagging.
At the end of the bed. Yeah, glup, glup, struggling.
Struggling. Above, tears coming down her eyes.
Struggling to breathe. Above her. Above the bed, there was a big mirror. And as my brother Valentine comes in to ask me something, he just looks in the mirror.
He probably thinks you're trying to kill her.
He just looks in the mirror and then he runs out.
I'm screaming. And
then
he was concerned.
How old is he?
He was 15. And he was quite concerned. He ran out, and then because I'm so open, I started asking him, "So did you see us fuck?" And he said, "Oh no, I didn't see anything. But then recently he said, I was like, it was impossible not to see it because of that mirror. I could see Roxandra spread over
And she was, and he was asking me, like, what was she doing down there? And
I choking.
Said, yeah. Struggling to breathe.
Crying. In a state.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And that is Soaring Sex Stories.
Yeah. Tune in next week for another one.
What the social media shit? Find us on Twitter and TikTok at The Tearaway Podcast or on Facebook group page The Tearaway.
Back to Chelsea, Man City.
Yeah, come on.
Just incredible. The way, I tell you what, for me, who has supported Chelsea since I was 14, 15, to see the demise and how bad they were under the new ownership, and then to see that match yesterday on Sunday, I thought they played well.
Is this the turning point for Chelsea now? It's got
to be.
You can't turn back from here.
No, yeah. You can't. But I think what will happen is this group of players now will start to make the bonds that they need and will understand the way that each player is playing. Mm. Like Cole Palmer, the way that he's playing and distributing the ball, and you've got Enzo Fernandez as well.
I mean, Palmer's got a bit of an attitude, isn't he? I like him. He's got something.
Yeah, I don't think he's got an attitude. No,
something about him.
After the goal, he just went in front of the fans and he was like,
that's his celebration, it always has been.
Yeah, and he was listening in on the Man City players' huddle.
Yeah.
So he's got that arrogance about him that's kind like of. That. I think Chelsea needs a bit of that.
Yeah. I think he needs that. In order to be a good player, you have to be like that. Yeah.
It also gives the team a bit of like, we're good, we know we're good, and we're going to let you know we're good.
And he chose.
Chelsea needed that.
Yeah, he chose to leave Man City, even though he was told that he was going to make the start.
And he's had his first call up for England this week.
Has Gareth Southgate added him?
Yeah.
That's probably the only thing that I've agreed on. Is Harry Maguire been called up?
Yeah.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Is he? Yeah.
Well, they're playing, did you say Moldova?
Malta, innit?
Malta.
I don't know who it is now.
Is it two games or just one?
Two.
Two?
Home and away.
One on Friday?
Yeah, and Monday or Tuesday.
England-Malta.
Malta, yeah.
I mean, going back to Chelsea, I mean, the next game, Newcastle away, that'll be a good one to watch as well. I think.
No pressure.
And they need a win as well, Newcastle. Yeah. They were pretty poor, actually. And that annoys me, right, that they were so decent against us a few weeks ago, and then Newcastle now suddenly having their little dip in form.
Yeah, but don't forget they're playing in Europe as well.
Yeah, they had, I think, 10 missing, didn't they? Both their strikers were out. But I just think if they don't win anything and they don't get top four, I think he's going to be under big pressure, I think. And then that's when they may come in for someone a bit bigger, maybe. I don't know. I just think we said at the start of the season, didn't we, that it's going to be a big season for Newcastle.
Yeah, it is. Christmas is going to define.
I think Eddie Howe, there's a chance, isn't there, that if he doesn't keep up what he was doing before, they will just get in some international superstar manager.
Unai Emery.
And they probably held
Jose
off.
Mourinho.
They've held off from doing it because Eddie has been that good up to this point. Mm. They probably were going to do it sooner, I would have thought.
And he's primed for the England job, isn't he?
Yeah. Graham Potter.
Graham Potter for that. I'd love to see Graham Potter get it. But anyway, yeah, 4-2, two goals by Haaland, Cole Palmer for Chelsea,
Sterling
for Chelsea.
So happy for
Nicholas
him.
Nicholas Jackson got one.
Jackson, we scored an own goal as well.
Rodri always pops up with a goal.
Yeah, big deflection.
From and, Thiago Silva.
Yeah, Silva got the other one.
Bernardo. But yes, I thought it was a very Chelsea of old way that they played and ground out, draw, eight goals. Mm. Can't ask for any more than that. No. Eight goals.
A lot of goals again this weekend. And the league table, if you're interested in looking at it, obviously City are top with 28. Liverpool are now second on 27. Arsenal 27. Spurs 26. Villa 25.
Great. The way Unai Emery has kicked on with Aston Villa. Fantastic.
Spurs
grinding out results.
Spurs Villa next game, actually.
That's going to be a good game.
And then at the bottom, Burnley are bottom now with 4. Sheffield 5. Luton 6. Bournemouth 9. Fulham 12.
Yeah, Joel's team. Think they're not careful. Yeah, they just don't seem to have a goal scorer amongst them, even though they've got a Jimenez.
He scored, didn't he, the weekend?
Is Jimenez? I can't remember if Jimenez is playing for Wolves or for Fulham. It's Fulham, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though you told me he'd scored for Wolves against Tottenham.
I don't know what. I thought, if I can say this and like just put a bit of worry in there, fuck me, fucking Spurs going to score. Fucking 2 minutes later. Grimsby was fucking down at 3 p.m. I think there was a memorial of 2 minutes or something. So he kicked off at 3:02 and by 3:03 was 1-0 fucking down. But Grimsby turned it around.
Ollie, you going to speak about Arsenal's game? I didn't see it, so.
I watched it.
You watched it? You was there or it was just on?
No, I just watched it on the
Sky.
Wasn't on Sky. But
so you're a fair weather Arsenal supporter. You never go and see him. Typical Arsenal.
No, I always want to try and go and see him. I keep trying to get tickets, but it's not easy. I don't have anyone that's like got season tickets that will hand them over. And
Squid?
Does he go for season tickets?
No, he doesn't.
Squid goes, doesn't he?
No.
Very often, no.
No.
He's another true Arsenal supporter.
It's not easy. We just spoke.
He goes to Spurs.
We spoke about this last week. He said
I go see Grimsby and Stockport and fucking Airedale.
It's easier to get tickets to see Grimsby than it is.
How much do you pay?
It's the most expensive tickets in the Premier League.
Is it?
Yeah. Depends who they're playing. The cheapest is probably about 54, 55, then paid up to 60, 70 quid.
Two great stadiums. Though.
And that's behind Arsenal. That's behind the goal in the South Stand, so I love going in there. So it's a great atmosphere. Mm. Longest bar in Europe, just below.
Arsenal were brilliant. I think Trossard's so underrated. He's coming in, scores near enough every single game he comes on. He's rare that he doesn't score when he comes out off the bench as well. But he started on the weekend.
I was so worried he was going to get injured the way he scored.
He hit the post, yeah. Didn't he? He looked like he had turned on. He was holding his shoulder. I thought he's coming off, but yeah, he shook it off.
But that
breakthrough for Arsenal was critical. Then the floodgates sort of opened after that, really. William Saliba. I think Arsenal are the team with the most chances from corners, or the most corners in the Premier League so far. We must have had, I think it was close to double figures in corners by the end of the first half. Second half, William Saliba gets his chance from a corner straight on top of the goalkeeper. They do nothing to defend it, heads it in. And then final goal.
Beautiful goal by Zinchenko.
Yeah, Zinchenko, they call him the Karate Kid.
Oh, are you supporting Arsenal?
No, I appreciate good football.
I can see this sneaking in. I can see you sneaking in an Arsenal shirt.
He likes the Arsenal team.
Treble XL. No, he likes the arse. I can see you sneaking one.
No. He likes the arse.
No, it's double XL.
You like arse. You've already told us that.
Of course.
Zinchenko scored the Di Canio type goal at the end. Do you see that? It's like the little scissor. Canio type thing, and that went in. Vieira got himself sent off. He went in with studs. I watched that and went,
that was very stupid.
Reckless. And then I think Burnley got one back, sorry, before Zinchenko scored. So it was 1-1.
Before
it was 1-1, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it went 1-1 at one stage, yeah. So, but that lasted all 3 minutes. Saliba got his goal, and then Zinchenko went on to score. So yeah, really good Arsenal performance. No complaints at the moment. Would like us to just get some goals possibly a little bit quicker. Martinelli was outstanding as well. He couldn't stop him. When he's on form, he is very, very good. So yeah, we're up there in the league.
Who was in goal for you?
Raya.
Right.
Why?
I think they had...
Is that the little midget
Ramsdale
thing?
They had Ramsdale a few games ago and he made a mistake, didn't he? I think...
It was in the Cup. Ramsdale's playing in the Cups.
Yeah, I think...
But Raya's starting in the Premier League and Champions League at the moment and that's it. I
mean, trouble is he bought Raya, didn't he? So he's not going to drop him, yeah, is he? I think he bought him in. So.
But is Raya the little midgety guy?
From Brentford.
Hey? Yeah, he's not
that smooth. I said to Squid the other week, I said, who's that guy playing in goal and not Ramsdale? And he said, oh, so-and-so. And I was like, he's tiny for a goalkeeper.
Yeah, he's not.
He's
not huge.
I would have thought Ramsdale would have been the number one. Man.
Yeah, we still don't know what's happened there.
Well, here we go.
Yeah.
I can see it. You are edging towards Arsenal.
No.
You're going to have more shirts than a professional footballer in the Premier League.
If anything, I'd get back to Chelsea
him with Arsenal,
no.
Then going back to Chelsea.
No,
with a Man City and a Man
one,
United shirt.
Pick one team, right? We'll allow
well,
you.
Yeah,
right,
from England, I said it's City. Right. And... If I
but
only,
you had a Man United right. shirt on at football. But, no, I didn't. Fuck
sorry,
off.
Sorry, no one will say anything. Now's your chance. From here, you can be an Arsenal fan and everyone will be fine with it.
Yeah.
Right? So, but you can't change after that. So now's your chance. Pick one team.
Announce it now,
and then that's it.
Grimsby.
I'd rather be a Tottenham fan than an Arsenal fan.
Would you? Yeah. Why? Well, you know so much about Arsenal.
you just said we. You just called them we.
Yeah, we
us,
have yet...
All of us. We still...
No, but
no
you're speaking as
knows.
If you're a fan when you're saying we don't know.
I didn't mean that. It's just because...
Your translator's not...
Yeah. Really struggling with that. But no, it'd still be interesting to find out why... They dropped Ramsdale all of a sudden.
I reckon Ramsdale's going to go to Chelsea. They could do with a new keeper.
Yeah, that's definite.
And Ramsdale's not going to wait forever for his chance. And then he's one of them players you just don't picture going abroad. He is like an English player that wants to be in England.
I do think there's an article about something that he said, that if he doesn't find football soon, he's going to have to make a decision.
I think Chelsea's a good place for him.
Yeah.
Southgate's already told him that. I mean, he doesn't say it to Maguire, but he'll say it to Ramsdale.
Crazy.
He's got to be playing. But yeah, Arteta, I don't go against what he did. If he believes Raya's good enough and Raya is not doing terribly, made a few mistakes, but nothing that bad, I'm quite happy with Raya being in goal. Ramsdale can go as long as we get 50 million for him.
I don't think you're going to get that. I mean, no, if he goes to Chelsea,
we paid 70 million for Kepa.
Yeah, if you.
Of course, we'll pay 50 million for Ramsdale. Yeah, I think Ramsdale's decent.
Yeah, but I'd rather have Pope.
And he's English as well, so it works towards the,
I know.
The European games.
But I'd rather have.
If you
Pope
get into Europe,
then Ramsdale.
You'd rather have
Pope. I think he's in a better form.
Well, we'll move on to Newcastle now, if you like.
Might as well.
Is that your other team?
One of them.
Not in the top four, he's not interested. Hey, sorry. Well,
should we touch on United? Because I watched that as well. United Luton.
Don't think he's got the time of day. I just don't know what's going on with Ten Hag. Don't know what's going on with the Glazers. Don't know what's going on with Jim Ratcliffe. It's sad. But they keep grinding out these 1-0s.
They're the most informed Premier League team.
Yep.
They're top. How does that work?
Terrible as well, really terrible, but they're grinding out 1-0.
Yeah, but that's what good teams do.
They do. You get the look, you get the good results, and it's consistent. And you know, even Maguire playing as dire as he has done, he scored an own goal the other day. Did you see where he passed the ball into the fucking stands?
Yeah.
Just like, what the fuck are you thinking, kid?
He's been getting praise recently, Maguire, for playing quite well.
He has, but he's also scored an own fucking goal again. He scored more goals, own goals, than Harry Kane has penalties.
Yeah, he is the joke.
Always got to bring his name up, don't you?
Yeah, well, they're both a pair of pricks, aren't they? I can't stand Maguire, and I can't stand Kane.
Is it because of the way they speak?
They don't speak, Gary. They have speech impediments, both of them.
Okay.
It's like, sorry, non-crack. Go on, who's going to say what?
No, that was it. I was going to speak about United, but you don't.
I don't think they're any good against top teams, though. They're really struggling against small teams like Luton, for example.
But they're getting the 1-0.
Yeah, right? But it's a 1-0. But look,
and
look,
Sheffield United,
what
are
they've
losing.
Done against
Sheffield United are losing by the odd goal.
Mm. Yeah, but it's Sheffield United against Man United.
One we haven't touched on, Everton Palace. That was a
great
high scoring goal.
Was that like 3-0 or something?
3-2. Yeah. How did that
at Palace?
That was
unbelievable.
Mikulenko scored in the first minute, and then Eze penalty, and then Lucure pulled it back for Everton, and then Edward got one back in for Palace, and then to pronounce his name, Gay.
You would know.
Grinder.
He made it 3-2 Everton in the 86th minute. Yeah, Everton, well, they're on form, don't they?
He's got them playing
they're
now.
They're quite good, yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to play Everton at the moment, actually.
No, and you've got Dilly Dally Silly Alley coming back as well. Being integrated into Sean Dyche's team. They both speak in the same language. It'll be interesting to see how he does perform if they can sort out this contract issue with Tottenham. Yeah. It would be nice to see Dilly Dally Silly Alley come back.
Yeah.
You don't want to see anyone with talent just get wasted, you know.
I think he's already past the point where he can get back to his highs. I think, if anything, he's just going to be like a squad player.
How old is he, Gazza?
He's
26, 27, something like that.
Yeah, still got a couple of years to go in him.
He might do all right coming into an Everton side that are pushing on now.
Yeah.
He might.
He's 27.
This should be easy. You know, if he's going to have a comeback, this is going to be it, isn't it?
Yeah. Dyche was saying that the way that he speaks about the game is exactly the way he's trying to teach the players. And where the players don't understand what he's saying, Dilly Dally Silly Ali is saying, this is what we need to do. When he's saying to do this, we need to be doing that, and he's explaining it exactly as Dyche wants it to be. So it sounds like to me, he's a perfect fit for what Dyche is trying to do at Everton. Mm. So I would like to see him come back. I'd like to see him get some form, and I'd like to see him start scoring, you know.
Yeah.
Turn it around.
Yeah.
He was no one wants to see anyone fall on bad times.
No.
Unless it's Harry Kane, right? There we are.
Or Maguire,
yeah. Go on, Dino.
For me, Maguire just...
He's a strange case.
I can't get my head around how he's still at Man United. I really can't. And no,
because
no
amount he's after the money.
No amount of playing. Like, he's not first choice. They've got injuries. He's doing a job, but he just doesn't do that job for him. Honestly, the highlights that I saw of him just... And he played for England, which to me, I can't get my head around.
Makes no sense at all. No.
Anyone who plays that badly, you would go, I'm not going to put you in the squad. Gareth Southgate bitching about all the England supporters turning on the players.
when the players play that bad, you've got to expect, if you're paying 60, 70, 80 quid for a ticket, you've got to expect fans are going to say what they think. And Maguire's not playing.
And yet he's dropped Sterling.
Can't get my head around Sterling being dropped. Can't get my head around it.
There's got to be something more to that. That doesn't make sense.
Part of it was the...
Who does Sterling go in for? Who do you take out if you put Sterling in?
That
position is probably one of
maybe Rashford at the moment.
England's strong.
Yeah, Rashford.
Definitely,
Rashford, isn't Rashford injured?
No, he played.
I thought he was injured.
I'd have Sterling over Rashford at the moment.
Definitely. He's in such a good form.
When Sterling got burgled and he had to leave camp, I think after that he fell into really poor form at Chelsea. And he wasn't even playing for Chelsea. And I just think from then, he's just kind of like given a wide berth to kind of like play himself into some kind of thing. Yeah. Which is now, he's now starting to do so.
Chelsea keep pushing on, Sterling keeps getting himself goals, I can see him going back in the England squad.
He's only got two more matches to turn it around.
But that position for the squad is tricky because you've got Foden, Rashford, Grealish, Sterling, Saka. You've got like those players that are all after that position. And then there's the other ones...
You've got Bellingham.
Conor Gallagher wants in now. Cole Palmer wants in.
Addison.
But I don't think Madison. Gallagher is as good as Sterling at the moment. He's good, but
Gallagher is different.
Yeah.
But you've got all these players. The England squad should be winning a bloody World Cup.
It's the same as when we had Lampard, Gerrard, and
I think this squad is better than them.
Yeah, I do, but we couldn't win anything with that. Yeah, we've gone into the semi-final and with the final of the Euros and the World Cup. We're similar to what we're playing at the moment. You know? Yeah. I just think if we'd have got rid of Gareth Southgate, put Graham Potter in charge, I just feel the next tournament that's coming round have a really good chance.
Well, it's not going to happen on this one. No. We've qualified now, so Gareth Southgate's done his job. He's now got one more tournament to prove it.
What is the next one? Is it the Euros
in Germany? Isn't it?
Yeah. And Saudi Arabia have got the World Cup in 2032.
That is unbelievable.
Again, it's going to fuck up all of football.
That's got to be a road trip next year, isn't it? Germany, watch the Euros.
Could be, definitely. But yeah, as Dino was saying, unbelievable that they've specifically made it that, was it Spain and Portugal? They're sharing a Euro, I believe. Just so they can make sure that Saudi Arabia is getting the World Cup. I just feel like it makes absolutely no sense. No sense because first of all, it's going to be hard for the fans because of the rules and everything. And second of all, it's because they're nowhere as big of a country as Spain is, for example. Spain deserves a tournament by themselves.
Yeah, but no one put in for it. The only team who put in for it was Australia and they pulled out of it.
And they don't care. If you look at Qatar, you know, that was... Everyone said it was amazing, it looked amazing, it was well run, it was well organised, all the stadiums were air-conditioned. The only major thing that was the issue with that was the human rights record of the country. And once the football started, most people sort of let it go.
It was bad because a lot of players were injured as well, because it was mid-season, beginning of the season. A lot of good players were injured and missing. It was... I can't agree with any of that. And it's the same in Saudi Arabia, I imagine, as you said, all the human rights abuses and everything. But it's money at the end of the day. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. You can text the show as well, 0753 71 71 72 2. I'll come directly through. You got any questions?
Ooh. Yeah, let us know.
That's about it.
It's a big spot.
It's a wrap.
Woohoo. Well done.
We're done.
Episode has just ended, but we know you'll be back to listen to more conversations, so make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episode. Thank you for listening.